Robert Redford, who passed away recently at the age of 89, said that he always wanted to make a baseball movie. Redford had been an outstanding baseball player in high school and was offered a partial baseball scholarship at the University of Colorado. His college career didn't last very long, but he had one of the greatest careers in movie history, including starring in The Natural, often celebrated as baseball's greatest movie. Based on the 1952 baseball novel by Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Bernard Malamud, The Natural, first released in 1984, tells the story of baseball natural Roy Hobbs, played by Robert Redford, and his dream of becoming not just a major league player, but the greatest player in baseball history.
When I walk down the street, people look at me and say, "There goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was."
An early scene in the movie, Hobbs, a pitching phenom fresh out of high school, is on his way by train to a tryout with the Chicago Cubs. At a train stop, he accepts a challenge from a Babe Ruth-like figure called the Whammer and strikes him out on three pitches.
Come on, Roy. High five, baby. Watch him out. Strike three.
When the Whammer strikes out, a woman who has been stalking him turns her attention to Hobbs. Once they arrive in Chicago, and after hearing Hobbs claim that he wants to be the best there ever was, she lures him to a room, shoots him, and then kills herself. Roy Hobbs, who apparently survived the shooting, but still has the bullet lodged in his ribs, mysteriously reappears some 16 years later after signing a one-year contract with the last-place New York Knights. In a remarkable performance, Redford, now playing Hobbs as an outfielder with the Knights, displays the same ability at hitting a baseball that he displayed earlier at throwing a baseball. Whether hitting baseballs into the stands in batting practice, or literally knocking the cover off the ball, or leading the Knights from last place to a pennant-deciding game, Hobbs and his perfect swing, which Redford modeled after the swing of Ted Williams, one of the greatest hitters in baseball history, gives The Natural its most entertaining and dramatic moments. In a world of egotistical baseball heroes and murderous groupies, of a sinister gambler, an insidious sports writer, and worst of all, a greedy and manipulative owner, Roy Hobbs' natural ability and his redemptive character stand out because of Robert Redford's remarkable performance on and off the field. New Yorker's Roger Angel wrote that Redford prepared so carefully and acted so brilliantly in the movie that major league teams should want to sign him up. In The Natural's climactic scene, after Roy Hobbs hits his light-shattering, pennant-winning home run, among those cheering in the stands as he romps around the bases are Iris, his long-lost love from his Nebraska days, and the teenage son that Hobbs, until just before his final at-bat, didn't know existed. The scene of celebration then shifts to the baseball Hobbs hit to win the pennant and is now in heavenly flight. The Natural ends as that baseball magically becomes the ball in a game of catch between Roy Hobbs and his son. The ending is a perfect reminder that baseball, rather than being a quest to become the greatest player ever, is a game that brings together generations in the simple act of throwing and catching a ball. No doubt, the ending scene brought back memories for Robert Redford of playing catch with his own father while dreaming of becoming a baseball player, maybe even a natural. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.